Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. The Doctor is in the house. The Doobie Brothers bringing him back this time with the original frontman, Tommy Johnson, out front from 89. Oh, that works. The music is the Doctor, by golly. I know John Knapp agrees, don't you, John?
Absolutely.
Music is the Doctor, man. It's Eyewitness Report time, and my eyewitness in-house is John Knapp, proudly representing a special Safer Josephine County Foundation, and you're all about hometown heroes, and especially on the law enforcement, first responders side. It's something that has been your life passion, and your name's been dropped before, so we know who you are, but I love getting to know the man and knowing that this is something you do from your heart no matter what, and that's supporting our public safety folks that put their lives on the line. So tell me about yourself just a little bit before we really get into what we're actually putting on the spotlight today. Your background, John?
So, yeah, I, of course, grew up here, Hidden Valley graduate.
There you go.
And then I served 4 years Air Force.
Yes, ma'am.
15 years Salvation Army, 20 years law enforcement. And now I run thrift stores for the Gospel Rescue Mission.
I love it. See? You got a heart. You can't help yourself, can you?
A life of service.
There you go. Put that heart on the line. And we're doing it for a very special event coming up. Tell us about the 2025 Heroes Auction, John.
So the Safer Josephine County Foundation has their 2025 Heroes Awards Dinner and Auction coming up on April the 26th at the Redwood Grange.
Good place.
And we are recognizing local public safety heroes that performed an act of heroism during 2024.
Right.
And we encourage all of our chiefs and sheriffs and stuff to nominate their employees and volunteers who may have performed such an act. And then on the 26th, we'll gather and we'll give them some awards and some recognition, and we'll have a fundraising dinner to help support public safety in Josephine County.
I like it. You can't do any better than that. And I have a feeling you're going to have a great turnout, great crowd, and people will be generous all at the same time. We are pro-law enforcement in this community. We, as a company and family here, are always right there. We know deep what happens here. The good side and the bad side would be so much worse if we didn't have truly committed and people with their hearts on the line here. And I know you're one of them, John, so I thank you for that, sir.
It's been my pleasure to serve.
Are you getting your heart filled back up every now and then?
I do, yes.
Okay. You got to have that. When you go forward, you need those blessings that you get to see. And I know that's one of the reasons you really were behind forming Safer Josephine County Foundation. We just go forward from here. Have you found a lot of brothers and sisters joining you?
We have. The community just loves their public safety. And there's just so many that want to recognize and show their appreciation. And that's really why we're doing this, because you can never recognize those people too often.
I agree with you there. And it's one of those things when you get into the habit of just saying thank you. And I always just salute our police officers and our sheriff's deputies and even those fellas at the top. Whenever I see them, I just let them know. It makes me feel good to live in a community where I know who's there really wants to be there. And it's something that's a calling, not something I'm going to do this for a living. It's a calling or you're not going to be called.
And it's a sacrifice. And so we really need to understand that these men and women have sacrificed a lot to serve and help us.
Well put. Well put. Well, what are you doing for fun, John?
Yeah. So for fun, this is it right now. This is my concentration right now. And then, of course, I'm on half a dozen different charity and nonprofit boards. And
you better be.
I just keep busy. And, you know, I love every day I get up. And I say that any day that my feet hit the floor before my head, it's a great day.
I like that.
And
that could be
just
a T-shirt,
keep moving
John.
Forward.
That could be a T-shirt.
It could be.
Well, it's a pleasure to meet you, sir. And I'm glad that we've got this to put forward. And we'll continue with our public service announcement as this gets a little closer. But it's going to be April 26th. I don't have my calendar. That's on what day?
That's a Saturday.
Saturday. Good day.
And they can get more information at saferjoco.com.
Saferjoco.com.
And they can email us at saferjoco@gmail.com.
That's almost too easy.
We make it easy.
That's the way to do it. You keep doing just that, sir. Yeah. Well, a pleasure to meet you. And anytime I invite you back, I'd like to have a little follow-up after our event is over, John, to have you come on back and let's talk about the result of that and recognize those people and right here on air. What do you think of that?
It would be my pleasure.
It's an open invitation, sir. It's a pleasure to meet you and thank you for your service and continued service. And just a little personal note on you serving on boards of directors for nonprofits and the ones that you've chosen. When you get good people on a board, that's when good things happen. And I've been on both sides of my life without saying anything specific about my personal experience, and I know of some very good, strong boards in this community that are behind so many good things, including even some commercial, you know, big commercial operations that still have a board of directors. And to meet these people and see that what they've done and continue to do is pretty special. So I know that that's a secret to success. So thank you for what you're doing, even outside of your particular special interest that you've started. So, yeah, good for you. You're putting yourself out there.
It's my pleasure.
Yeah, makes me want to do a little more. I do a fair amount here, but just the same. I just might be doing something more because of you. How about that?
Well, we got a Safe for Josephine County board, and we'll put you on it.
Did I feed him or what? Again, thank you so much, John. God bless your day and the rest of your way.
And you too.
Thank you so much. That's our little eyewitness report. Good eyewitness for sure. Stay right here. More music on the way. A little commerce to take care of right now.
Drill, baby!